If you've lived in California for long enough, you've probably seen one of those iconic yellow bumper stickers that say Mystery Spot. But do you actually know what the 81-year-old roadside attraction called the Mystery Spot is all about? The California Report's Amanda Font took a friend to the Redwood Forest in the Santa Cruz Mountains to check it out.
So here we are at the Mystery Spot.
This is my friend and colleague, Chloe Morizono. She's here with me as my sort of chief experiencer since I've been here so many times before. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Prepare to be amazed.
I've been to the Mystery Spot 7 times in the last decade. I love bringing friends. And despite multiple visits and Googling how it works, I'm still kind of baffled about what's going on here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mystery Spot. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Our tour group of about 30 people meets at the bottom of a hill that marks the edge of the spot. Stella is our guide today.
Behind the mystery. In 1939, a man named George Prather bought this land from a lumber company.
Prather only wanted the flat area at the bottom of the hill, but
the lumber company refused to sell it to him unless he bought this hillside along with it.
But Prather noticed pretty quickly that something was weird.
So the first thing that Mr. Prather realized was that this hillside right here is much more difficult to climb up than it should be.
He reported feeling dizzy and disoriented in an area on the hill about 150 feet in diameter. Prather also claimed his compass would point in the wrong direction when he was on the hill. That isn't part of today's demonstrations, but other quirks of the hillside are. Stella lays some boards on the ground.
So now this is a totally flat and level surface. Do you guys trust me?
Yes.
Okay, no. What? Do not trust someone you met 3 minutes ago. That's like rule number one. I can prove it, though.
She puts down a level, and yep, the bubble is right in the middle. Totally level.
Could I borrow you two?
A couple of kids volunteer.
All right. You, sir, you're going to stand right over here. Okay, you guys are going to stand on the boards facing each other. Exactly.
The kid on the right end of the boards is taller by about 4 inches.
Go ahead and switch places.
Oh my god.
Suddenly, they're the same height.
You guys see that difference, right? Like, it's not just me.
Could it be the Mystery Spot? Now we trudge up the steep hill.
Are you feeling mysterious yet?
I don't know yet. It does feel mysterious. That little switcheroo definitely got me.
We meet at the top in front of a very crooked cabin. It's a small wooden structure with 2 rooms and a couple paneless windows. It's leaning sharply downhill, and we're all leaning uphill. Just looking at it makes you dizzy. Standing inside it is very disorienting. You can't see much through the windows, and we're leaning at a 17-degree angle, which appears even greater with the lean of the cabin. We're practically diagonal.
It's hard to walk.
It looks like we're about to fall over.
Oh my god, this is wild. Oh no!
And then someone does. But don't worry, she's totally fine. The thing that most bewilders Chloe and me is the pendulum. In one room, a large lead weight is attached to a cable so it can swing freely.
Like it's hanging downwards because that's the way that gravity pulls it, right?
Yeah.
But when we swing it, it flies way over in one direction and only about half as far in the other direction.
What the heck? Okay. I was like, oh, I'm gonna understand what's going on right away. It's all just gravity, but
pretty mysterious, eh?
Very mysterious.
The Mystery Spot sits on what's called a gravity hill. The idea is that an obstructed view of the horizon line throws off people's perception. Yeah, maybe, but can you fool gravity? Stella runs through the Mystery Spot's official theories. Maybe a UFO crashed into the hillside long ago and it's still buried there. Maybe there's a swirling pool of magma creating a magnetic anomaly. Or maybe we've been inhaling toxic fumes.
And over the last 45 minutes, you have all been experiencing a mass group hallucination. Enjoy your stay in Santa Cruz.
The truth remains a mystery.
I know you all came here for our world famous bumper sticker!
So does Chloe now share my love of the mystery spot?
Definitely. It's worth the $8, I would say. It was very California, very Santa Cruz.
For the California Report, I'm Amanda Font in Santa Cruz. What are you going to do with your bumper sticker?
I don't know. I don't have a car.